to you. Now, it goes without saying that whenever a track is played by Charles Timberlake and John Daniels, the emails flood in asking for more details. You may remember his version of Abba Father was used at the end of an interview I did recently with Kate McCann on Mothering Sunday. And on Easter Sunday, well, we played this. Here's a little taster. Music of Charles Timberlake and John Daniels there, and I'm delighted to say that Charles joins me. Welcome, how are you?
Oh, good morning, Al. It's lovely to be here. Again,
really nice to see you. It's been quite a while, hasn't it?
It was Father's Day, June 2008, so there we are. Right. Do you remember? Yeah.
That's a couple of years ago. New album out.
Yes, very exciting. A time for all things, or a time for all things and for all people, as I like to kind of call it, I think. Because on this one, we've recorded some well-known popular ballads. I think for a long time, I've been wanting to record our arrangements of popular ballads. And it's been really exciting because there are so many fantastic songs out there to choose from.
I was going to say, how do you go about choosing music?
Well, it was a question of and John, that's John Daniels, and I whittled it down to four in the end. And I hope that people really... I would hope that they like not only our choice, but also our arrangements, because, you know, they will have heard many, many different arrangements of these songs, you know, in the past. So we've got quite a lot to kind of live up to. So, but what's really nice is that these sit alongside the hymns and, you know, the old-fashioned hymns, and you've just played a little bit of that one, as well as some worship songs plus our own composition. So I'd like to think that there's kind of something for everybody, really.
It's interesting, isn't it, because we have a new section on the programme called Sacred and Secular, two songs that go very well together, and there's no reason for either sacred and the secular worlds not to come together.
Absolutely not, and I think that's there's a kind of message. I do feel there's a message in this one, I think. Because I've felt a calling for a number of years to reach people of all faiths and of no faiths, and I think it's really important that we respect that, you know, that we understand that we are all different, and that we respect the fact that we are going to be coming from different places, and to try and bring a little bit of something to the hearts and minds of the listeners, and if it's going to be something, it would be a little bit of God, I think. But I think if there's one thing, it would be reflection. It would be, I would hope that the music would be an encouragement for people to reflect, because I think we all reflect from wherever we're coming from. And I think it's really important that we take time to reflect as
well.
What
I love about your music is it seems to sort of drip slowly into your soul. And once it's there, you know, the minute we play it on the programme, it seems that the whole nation kind of relaxes.
It does tend to stir up emotions, doesn't it? And I wonder whether that's got something to do with my own emotions, being a very emotional man. And also God's emotions, and perhaps we can come back to that in just a moment. But I met a lady last week, and she said, "Your music allows me to escape." Mm-hmm. Well, with my inquiring mind, I was dying to know what it was that she felt she would like to escape from. In fact, it wasn't anything specific. I mean, you know, we all go through periods where we feel that we would like to escape. Perhaps some of us more than others, I'm told that it has a very calming effect on people. I know, for example, that it's used by children with behavioural difficulties.
Right.
It seems to be a kind of combination too. It seems to have the capacity to be very strengthening and comforting, but also uplifting. So it's a kind of combination of things, really, isn't it? And it's quite hard to explain.
You shouldn't analyse it, I suppose. Would you say that faith inspires your music, or is it the other way around, that the music inspires your belief?
Well, for me, Aled, they're totally linked, inextricably linked, actually. When I'm composing, I feel very, very much the presence of God. Some people might turn around and say, hang on, that's you're imagining that, or that's being a bit daft. But actually, I don't think it's daft at all. And certainly when I'm improvising, there is absolutely no doubt when you get carried away, and I love getting carried away, and boy do I get carried away. And it's not just improvising either, it can be when performing.
You mentioned God's emotion earlier on. What do you mean by that?
I think it can be a number of emotions, but as far as I'm concerned, the chief emotion for me is peace, is God's peace. And I think, you know, we do live in a very, very troubled world. And I just feel that peace is an enormously important ingredient that is missing in the lives of so many people, but also in the world generally. And, you know, if I can give a little bit of something through the music, and if that little bit of something is a little bit of God's peace. But there's very much a kind of handing over for me, and certainly as far as the music is concerned. You know, I might be there and I might just be there, you know, gently playing, and when I'm, you know, performing, and boy, do I get carried away when performing as well. And, you know, it happened very recently up at Ely. I was playing Dad's Lord's Prayer, actually, and got totally carried away. I mean, it was embarrassing, but Dad would have found it hysterically funny. I know he would have been laughing, because I played that song hundreds and hundreds of times. But, to get back to God's peace, yeah, and just very much a sense of handing over. I'm kind of there, and I feel I'm doing what I believe he's equipped me to do, which is to play the piano, not technically brilliant, not classically trained, any of those things. But I just know in my heart that I've got something to give people, and I would just really hope and obviously pray that that's going to be kind of picked up in some way, but without any kind of pressure. I've never been very kind of into pressure, and I think it's really important that we give and that we allow people to understand and to pick up whatever they feel they'd like to.
Well, you're obviously doing something incredibly right, because by the hundreds of emails that we get every time your music's played, you know, you're appreciated by lots and lots of our listeners. Thank you very much for all you do. I know you're on a cathedral tour this August as well, lunchtime performances. I'll plug that next time you're on the programme, something like that. But thank you very much this morning. It was a delight
thank
catching
you,
up with
Alex.
You again.
It's lovely being here.
And lots of love to your mum as well.
Oh, bless you.
And here you are in action with John Daniels, Just As I Am. Bet that's made you stop and stare for a while. That's Charles Timberlake and John Daniels, and Just As I Am. My thanks to Charles for joining me this morning.